Procedures when disciplining children with disabilities. New Hampshire Rules for the Education of Children with Disabilities, ED 1124. Removals that constitute a change in placement. Removal of a student based on discipline issues, if the removals are for more than 10 consecutive school days, or there is a series of removals that constitute a pattern because the removals total more than 10 school days, because the child's behavior is substantially similar to the child's behavior in previous incidents that resulted in the series of removals, and because of such additional factors as the length of each removal, the total amount of time the child has been removed, and the proximity of the removals to one another. When this happens, you must receive a copy of the Procedural Safeguards Notice. An IEP team meeting must then be held within 10 days of the decision to remove your child for what amounts to a change in placement, and the IEP team must determine if the behavior was a manifestation of your child's disability. A manifestation determination is the IEP team's decision that your child's behavior is or is not related to his/her disability. In order to do this, the IEP team must look at two possibilities. One, the conduct, bracket, behavior, bracket, quote, was caused by or had a direct and substantial relationship to your child's disability, unquote. Or two, the conduct, bracket, behavior, bracket, in question, quote, was the direct result of the school district's failure to implement the IEP, end quote. If the IEP team determines that the behavior was a manifestation of your child's disability, then the IEP team must do one of the following. Either conduct a functional behavioral assessment, FBA, unless the school district has already done an FBA and developed a behavioral intervention plan, or review the behavioral intervention plan that has already been developed and modify it as necessary to address the behavior. Return the child to the placement from which the child was removed, unless the parent and the LEA agree to a change of placement as part of the modification of the behavioral intervention plan, unless the removal is due to a, quote, special circumstance. Manifestation determination. When your child is given a suspension that is a change in placement, as soon as the decision is made to take that action, you must be notified and provided the procedural safeguards notice. Immediately, but not later than 10 school days after the decision is made, the IEP team and other qualified professionals, such as the school psychologist, must hold a meeting to make a manifestation determination. If one has not already been done, a FBA would also be conducted and a behavioral intervention plan developed. This may occur at the same meeting as the one in which the manifestation determination is made. A manifestation determination meeting would be held except when the behavior involved the following, quote, special circumstances, unquote. The child carries a weapon to or possessed a weapon at school, on school premises, or at a school function. Knowingly possesses or uses illegal drugs or sells and solicits the sale of a controlled substance at a school or at a school function. Or has inflicted serious bodily injury upon another person while at school, on school premises, or at a school function. Removal to an Interim Alternative Educational Setting, IAES, under, quote, special circumstances, quote, bracket, remember that the IDEA 2004 allows for a, quote, case-by-case, quote, approach to discipline issues, bracket. School personnel may remove a student to an IAES for not more than 45 school days, quote, without regard to whether the behavior was a manifestation of the child's disability, if the child carries a weapon to or possessed a weapon at school or at a school function. Knowingly possesses or uses illegal drugs or is selling or using controlled substances at school or at a school function. Or, quote, has inflicted serious bodily injury upon another person while at school, on school premises, or at a school function. Additionally, a hearing officer may place a student for the reason of the student posing a significant danger to him, herself, or others in the student's current placement in an IAES for up to 45 school days by conducting an expedited due process hearing. The IAES is determined by the IEP team, regardless of who decided to remove the child. The IAES must enable the child to continue to progress in the general curriculum and towards the goals in the child's IEP, although in another setting. Services designed to prevent the behavior from recurring are also to be provided. During the child's placement in the IAES, the IEP team must, bracket, if one has not already been done, bracket, conduct a FBA and develop a positive behavioral intervention plan. A manifestation determination meeting will also need to be conducted. The time that the student is in the IAES allows the IEP team to remove the student from the current placement, consider the appropriateness of the current IEP and propose changes, if appropriate, and consider the appropriateness of the placement where the incident occurred and propose changes, if appropriate. Right to appeal. Either you or the school district may appeal any decision regarding manifestation determination or placement in an interim alternative educational setting by requesting a due process hearing. Either you or the school district may request an, quote, expedited hearing, quote, to resolve these issues as quickly as possible. Expedited due process hearings for discipline-related issues. When discipline issues are involved, expedited, bracket, quick, bracket, due process hearings must be conducted by a due process hearings officer who meets the criteria set for hearing officers by the Department of Education. Must be held within 20 school days and reach a decision within 10 school days. May be appealed as would any other due process hearing decision as outlined by the New Hampshire Department of Education. During the appeal process, a child placed in an IAES remains in that setting until the hearing officer makes his/her ruling or until the 45 school day period has ended. This placement would be considered the child's, quote, stay put, quote, placement during this time period. If a school district still feels that the child is a threat to the safety of others, it may request that the child remain in the, quote, interim, quote, placement, or that he, she be placed into another educational setting as proposed by the IEP team. The child would return to his or her original placement during the hearing unless the school district believed that the child's return would pose a threat to the safety of the child or others. In that case, the school district may request an expedited hearing. This process may be repeated as necessary. For disagreements regarding moving a child with a disability to an IAES or other placement chosen by the hearing officer must follow the same requirements he/she would use in making a placement in an IAES. If a school district disciplines a child with a disability with a procedure that is applicable to all children, then the school district must send the special education and disciplinary records to the person or persons making the final decision about the disciplinary action. Students who have not yet been determined eligible for special education. For students who have not yet been identified but who are involved in disciplinary proceedings, the protections described in this section apply only if the school district has knowledge that the child is a child with a disability because the parent has expressed concern in writing to school personnel that their child needs special education and related services. The parent of the child has requested an evaluation of their child. A teacher, bracket, or other school district personnel, bracket, has expressed concern about a pattern of behavior or performance of the child to the director of special education or other supervisory personnel in accordance with the school district's child find or referral system. Evaluation during the disciplinary process. If you request an evaluation for your child during the disciplinary process, the evaluation must be conducted as soon as possible, bracket, expedited, bracket, and your child will remain in the educational placement determined by educational authorities for the period of the original suspension, which can include suspension or expulsion without educational services. If your child is found to be a child with a disability, the school district must provide special education and related services, including during the period of appeals and/or placement into an interim alternative educational setting, bracket IAES, bracket. Referral to and action by law enforcement and judicial authorities. IDEA 2004 does not prohibit an agency from reporting a crime committed by a child with a disability to appropriate authorities or prevent the state law enforcement and judicial authorities from exercising their responsibilities to the application of state and federal law.